This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And a group that is getting up and standing up for all of us' right to have public transport, really, is a group called Future Israel.
There you go. So we have organiser Lindsay Horn from the Future Israel on the line to speak to us. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
Morena, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful. Quite keen to hear, you know, what's happening, how it's all come about, and what have you got in mind?
Yeah, for sure. So the organisation I'm part of, The Future Israel, we really care about public transport and in particular long-distance passenger trains, which we used to have a lot of here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and which a lot of other countries have. So a lot of my friends and family members, whenever they go to Europe or Australia, they're always catching trains between cities and having a really beautiful time doing it. And it wasn't that long ago that New Zealand had a whole lot more long-distance passenger trains. So we had the Kaimai Express from Auckland to Tauranga. We had, I think it was called the Napier Flyer from like Wellington to Napier. And we obviously had a lot, we had the Southerner, which was from, I think it was all the way from Picton down to via Christchurch and Dunedin to Invercargill. And obviously we do still have some long distance trains, but they're really more set up for tourists and they're quite expensive. So my group is really passionate about bringing back these long-distance passenger trains.
And Lindsay, actually, because you've brought that up, that was going to be one of my questions too. So don't mean to throw you in the deep, but because we're talking about tourists and especially from countries where their public transport systems are second to none, do we receive quite a lot of feedback? Like, is feedback from around the world and people visiting New Zealand pushing this initiative quite a lot?
Well, yeah, people that come to New Zealand, especially from Europe or from some of the Asian countries, are just, like, really confused.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, yeah.
Expect there to be trains, and they get here and they're like, oh, okay. So there's either a really few options that are super expensive and only run every second day, or I have to fly or bus or hire a car, and we all know how difficult it is to drive on the opposite side of the road on New Zealand's windy roads. And so yeah, we do hear from tourists, but honestly we hear more from people within New Zealand, and it's not just commuters that are trying to get to Auckland for work. We hear about older people who are a bit nervous driving on the roads. We hear about young families. Anyone who's been on a long distance car trip with a two-year-old will tell you how much
that's a kamikaze trip, that one.
Just want access to a bathroom. They want to be able to walk around. Parents of teenagers who potentially have family members in a different part of the country and their teens are like wanting to drive long distances. And even just regular folks who are like, I would rather be on the internet, or I'd rather be talking to my friends, or I'd be rather be walking around than, you know, sitting in a car. It just makes sense for us to give people more transport options.
Yeah, and that was fun times back in the day. Like I was saying to Silvana before, I remember, you know, our college friends and things taking off to whoever's family's batch it was over at the beach and all catching the train over to Tauranga. Exactly. And that was so fun.
Yeah, it's really cool when you can travel in a group like that, you know, and you sit, you get a whole little box, you know, you sit, you fill out the four seats and you see people playing cards or you see them sharing food together. It's a really social way to travel. And the other thing that's really popping off, I don't know if you guys have been to like Oikuni lately, or it's actually the 10th year of the Te Araroa Trail, but cycle touring in New Zealand and mountain biking has really picked up a lot, especially with some of the closures of the ski fields in Oikuni. And so we're seeing a lot more people wanting to travel with bikes and traveling by train. You can put your bike on the train and it's a really fun way to see the country.
No, and like you say, you know, you can see, you actually get to see bits of the country you wouldn't get to see from the road at all on the train as well.
Yeah, so on the Northern Explorer, you go through Rorimu, and it's got the what's called the Rorimu Spiral, and it's quite far away from the road. But yeah, you go through all these viaducts, it's really, really beautiful. And obviously, I'm really passionate about the Golden Triangle, which is Auckland, Waikato and Bay of Plenty. I'm a Tauranga girl. And you get to completely avoid the kaimais. You don't have to drive up and over them because we have the Kaimai Tunnel. So again, it's a different scenery, but also it means you get to avoid these really dangerous stretches of road. You also get to miss the Karangahake Gorge, which is beautiful but really windy and slippery, especially in winter.
Also, you get to free up a lot of traffic in those highways and those roads, you know, which is really good, again, for the traffic. Because I want to be a little bit of like the devil, lawyer of the devil in some ways.
Devil's advocate.
No, because I reckon that we are in a moment where a lot of people are worried about the high of the rates, you know, not increasing, being very wise about how we spend taxes or things like that, you know. And I am someone who, I think now is the moment where New Zealanders need to be deciding, okay, do we understand how good is going to be public transport, not just for the tourists, not just for going around in a social fun way, but because it's going to make, at the end, our roads more efficient. And so I think it's true, people see sometimes the buses or the trains not full and they're like, oh, why are we doing this? But I think we need to invest and we need to change that culture around the car here in New Zealand that is so strong. And so that is why we need more years of support, even when people are like, yes, I think so. I think it's around that the decision that is being taken at the moment, right, Lindsay? In terms of the government keep supporting for a few more years the Huia until we get that where the shift on culture for people has happened and so everyone is really embracing public transport?
Yeah, 100%. And the cool thing is that Te Huia has exceeded its patronage targets. Like, it's doing better than expected, and people have demanded more services. So up until 2021, it was just assumed that it was a commuter service, so it was only running Monday to Friday. But people were like, hell no, we are using this for shopping, we're using it for concerts. And they demanded more weekend services and extra services. So it's actually, it's already there, it's already popular. And I'm so glad you raised the point about how to finance this, because this is a drop in the ocean compared to how much the New Zealand government is spending on roads. So roading and the pension are essentially the biggest spends of the public sector, and we are pouring billions into roads, billions, building highways. And don't get me wrong, I know we need roads, like we need to have access to that, but I just think we need to change the ratio just a little bit.
Absolutely.
So that we're not bankrupting ourselves on roads and that we've got different options, especially when we're seeing more and more extreme weather events and we know that rail opens up much more quickly after there's been a slip or an earthquake or any kind of severe weather. So after the Kaikoura earthquakes, the train line opened up much more quickly than the motorway did. And so again, it just gives us more options. It's just a really good, it's kind of like investment, right? Like, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. So we're just asking for a bit more diversification.
And I would like to know, Lindsay, with all the potholes in New Zealand and with the constant rain, you know, and all the roadworks that they are always happening, maybe that will get reduced as well if we have more trains, you know, so we could shift that expenditure, I guess.
It is a change of culture, though, isn't it? Yeah, and you both raised some really good points. So I was wondering, Lindsay, if, you know, with the road tolls and the danger on the roads, do those stats contribute towards this initiative?
Yeah, absolutely. Rail is like one of the safest forms of transport because you're just not in, you know, you're not driving 100 kilometres very close to another incoming vehicle. So it's a really, really safe way to get around. And what we also like to say is what's good for freight is good for passenger trains. So if we're electrifying the line down to Tauranga, if we're improving the tracks, then that's also great for freight as well as passenger rail. So you're getting that kind of co-benefit. And as Sylvana mentioned, we've got some really big potholes, and that's a lot of what's contributing to that is really, really big, heavy trucks on routes that could actually be on rail.
Yeah.
And so again, if we're investing in the rail network, it's also helping move freight onto trains so that we don't have to have these huge big trucks whizzing through our streets and our cities and our towns.
Do you think it's a bit of a culture thing where we could just try and encourage more dependence on them? Because it's got to be up and running first. It's got to be available, of course, but to be able to use the train for more things. Like, for example, you know, leisure, like you say, the concerts. I mean, I'm someone who just cannot stand driving around in Auckland. I'd rather not.
Yeah,
and so I'm a real fan of taking the Tahuia, you know, what is it, up through Pukekohe, and then you just end up at the viaduct. And hey, that's a weekend trip or something to Waiheke or a day in town or, you know, like when I saw it came out last year and it was the Christmas parade, didn't know, but it was in Auckland and man, that was the way to travel that day, like caught off guard.
Oh,
I thought there's no better way to travel in Auckland than train.
No, no, where they go,
because the City Rail Link is opening up at the end of this year, and so obviously Tahuia will now be part of the City Rail Link network, so it's going to be connected into Auckland's metro network, which is going to be even more like more trains more often and some really great new train line routes as well. The other cool thing that you were saying in terms of driving demand for this is there's actually going to be a passenger train going from into Tauranga, which we haven't seen in 10 years.
Yeah.
So Glenbrook Vintage Rail is putting on, as part of one of its excursion trips, there's a train going through the tunnel on March 27th, and I think they're looking to do it again in May. So it's completely possible. Like, this is not a pipe dream. Like, you know, we can do this. And we've seen other countries of similar terrain and similar population size. So Chile and Finland all have been investing in their trains and in long distance trains. And of course, our neighbours in Australia are investing heavily in rail as well. They just know that it really helps clear out traffic from their cities. It provides people with better options. It really stimulates the economy because it means it can open up more job opportunities for people if they can get around easily. It's just a really smart decision.
Less car maintenance.
Absolutely. Lindsay, in that regard, if the train goes to Tauranga, will it do any stops or will it be a direct Hamilton-Tauranga?
Believe it's going to do a day trip into Tauranga in March, and then I think what they have planned in May is that it'll come into Tauranga and then there will be, and then return in the on the same day later in the afternoon, so it'll be like a day trip. Mm. But what they're also planning on doing, which is really cool for the people of Tauranga, is doing some like little mini trips, so that, you know, families and their kids or people who are just excited to see the city from a new angle can board the train and, like, you know, head over to the mound or head to the Kaimai Tunnel and back. So there's going to be some little mini trips for the people of Tauranga, and then all those people who came over from Hamilton will then board the train in the afternoon and head back.
That's brilliant. Lindsay, so what are those, who is deciding something at the moment and what are those decisions?
Yeah, so at the moment, unfortunately in New Zealand, we don't really have a long distance view for setting up long distance trains, and that's something that my group is really passionate about looking at, is setting up a whole national strategy of how we fund and plan properly for long distance trains. But at the moment, Tahuia is on a 5-year trial, which is not how you set up a public transport service, because patronage grows over time. And so once you've committed, you really want to stick with the service. But unfortunately, it's on a 5-year trial. But as I mentioned, it's meeting all of its patronage goals. It's exceeding its targets. But it did start during COVID. So that was a blip on the radar. And also, anyone who's been in Auckland will know that the rail network has been closed for almost a third of the year just because of City Rail Link and doing maintenance, which makes sense. But also that has meant that Tahuia has not been able to get into Auckland and has been unable to run for about a third of the year. So it's been on a bit of a tilted stage, to be honest. We haven't really given it a fair run within this trial. Mm-hmm. So the Waikato Regional Council has asked for a 1-year extension, which we think is a really fair request. So NZTA will decide if it gets that 1-year extension, and if it doesn't, then it will then essentially its permanent funding will be the next decision. So will it come out of that 5-year trial for permanent funding? And so what we are requesting and in support of is either that 1-year trial extension or that it goes into full permanent funding, just so that we've got some security over its future. I mean, we shouldn't really even be talking about will they, won't they. What we should really be talking about is, like, where should we add the next stop? Like, yeah, where in the north? Why should we stop in Pokono? Should we stop in Te Kauwhata? When can we extend it to Tauranga? Like, these are really the decisions we should be having.
Lindsay, I absolutely agree with you, and I wonder if it's actually trusted in our hands, to be honest, to be able to pull this off. It's a no-brainer, to be honest. You know, so I'm wondering then, has your for the future is rail? Are you supported by leading experts, people that perhaps the NZTA aren't looking out for? Are you supported in the ways that you need to be supported, and what, and perhaps if not, what can people do?
Oh, love that question. We're really, in terms of my group, we've got some really clever cookies. So we've got transport professionals that support us on all things technical, so track gauge and what kind of carriages and what kind of rolling stock. So we've got people that are really clued up on that. But then the rest of our group are really just community advocates. We've got people who care about disability rights. We've got people who care about emissions and climate change, and then we've got people in those local areas who are just really passionate. They just want to like get around and get from Hamilton to Auckland on a more frequent service. So we've got a really great base, but what would be helpful is if people are interested in supporting this cause, we've got a live petition going for requesting that Te Huia gets extended to Tauranga. So if you just Google actionstation.org, that's where we're hosting the petition, and you'll see it up there. It's one of the first petitions. But if you just Google Te Huia Action Station, please sign that petition. It's requesting the future growth of Te Huia to Tauranga and for more North Waikato stops and more services. And please share that with your friends and family. If you want to get involved in the campaign, if you feel like printing off some of those petition sheets and getting involved in the campaign, you're more than welcome to join, and you can just find us at thefutureisrael.org.
Nice. Ooh. Thank you so much.
Yes, Lindsay, it's time to almost go, but when is this decision by New Zealand Transport Agency being taken in terms of extending or actually committing straight away to go for life funding the Te Huia train?
Sure, the NZTA board meets on February the 19th, so next Thursday, and so we can expect an answer off the back of that meeting.
Ooh, okay, we might have to get you back. 1 week of action, full on, everyone showing NZTA that actually this is something that everyone really wants, because we know that maybe it's not the best business at the moment, but we believe that this is the future. I believe, at least,
yeah,
in terms
too.
Of public transport and, you know, yeah. Keeping
who wants
our
to drive?
So do a lot of people. We had 300 people show up at Frankton Station in support of Te Huia. I think it's because I told them Mr. Whippy was coming, but also because they care about the train. And, you know, it just goes to show that this is a really, really popular service, and people want not just for it to keep going, but they want it to grow.
Just a part of the infrastructure of New Zealand, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And do you know what's cool? Is Waikato Regional Council gets requests from other councils around the country all the time, being like, how did you set it up? Wow. How did you, like, how can we make this happen in our region? So Hamiltonians, you are leading the way with long-distance passenger trains, especially because it's such an affordable service as well. Like, it's not set up as an international expensive tourist train. It's just part of public transport and connecting two of our biggest communities and economies together. So
well, and I think part of that we need to thank Dave Mac, because he's been advocating for a long time now. He's in advocating for the train in Otago as well, and there's people like Sumoroni as well,
yeah,
that has been
Rose.
Strongly supportive.
Yeah.
So it's really good to see very important people in the Waikato stakeholders really believing. I was reading, I couldn't read the whole Waikato Times news because you have to pay for that, but I did read that Tama Potaka was there, and he said that he was supportive as well, Lindsay.
Yeah, we got cross-partisan support, which we're super excited about. So we had Georgie Danby, and she's just about to be inaugurated into Parliament.
No, she was yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's happening next week, which is really exciting. And she's been a long-time supporter of the service, as have the Green Party. They've got a whole rail strategy, and the Golden Triangle Rail is a really core component of it. And we were really excited to see both Ryan Hamilton and Tama Potaka show not just support for Te Huia, but also support for its extension to Tauranga and high-density building and residential houses around the train line, which just makes complete sense. So
absolutely.
It's looking like a bit of a no-brainer across the board. And, of course, we've got New Zealand First and our Minister of Rail, who is passionate about all things rail and passenger trains as well.
Good, yeah, we're a bit yesterday, so it's time to get amongst it right and just make it happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome, Lindsay. Thank you so much for joining us. That was and great, and we should keep in touch just how this kind of progresses along.
Yeah,
and
we want to know after the 19th of February. We will
be
in touch.
I think you guys should do a live broadcasting from the train
today. Cool. Nice. Thank you so much, Lindsay. Take care, and thank you for all your work and all your team, and we're all here to support you. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.